We okay?
I think so.
We okay?
I think so.
Well, can everybody hear me? Yes? Well, can everybody hear me? Yes? Can I, how about a thumbs up from the back somewhere? Yeah, great. Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome to this important spotlight discussion on refugee women affected by sexual and gender. Can I, how about a thumbs up from the back somewhere? Yeah, great. Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome to this important spotlight discussion on refugee women affected by sexual and gender-based violence in conflict situations. My name is just violence. In conflict situations. My name is Tony Sheehan and I'm Deputy Secretary of Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade and Australia's delegation lead at this inaugural Global Refugee Forum. I'd also like to send or bring best Tony Sheehan and I'm Deputy Secretary of Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade and Australia's delegation lead at this inaugural Global Refugee Forum. I'd also like to send or bring best wishes from our Minister for Women and Minister wishes from our Minister for Women and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Maurice Payne, who would have loved to be here with you and moderating the panel. She's currently in New Zealand. You may be aware of the volcano eruption there that for Foreign Affairs, Maurice Payne, who would have loved to be here with you and moderating the panel. She's currently in New Zealand. You may be aware of the volcano eruption there that claimed the lives of Australians, New Zealanders and other the countries of other friends and colleagues in this room. So unfortunately, she couldn't be here. First of all, can I say countries of other friends and colleagues in this room, so unfortunately she couldn't be here. First of all, can I say a thank you to the University of New South Wales in Australia's Forced Migration Research Network for inviting me to come and moderate. Thank you to the University of New South Wales in Australia's Forced Migration Research Network for inviting me to come and moderate today's spotlight session. This is a privilege. Australia is very proud to support this event and UNSW's privilege. Australia is very proud to support this event and UNSW's research project to monitor and implement the gender goals of the Global Compact on Refugees. And we thank our co-sponsors, the United States, Botswana, Canada, Norway, UNHCR, Plan, Research Project to Monitor and Implement the Gender Goals of the Global Compact on Refugees. And we thank our co-sponsors, the United States, Botswana, Canada, Norway, UNHCR, Plan, UNSW, Women's Refugee Commission, Australian National Committee on Refugee Women, Oxfam and Global Refugee, Women's Refugee Commission, Australian National Committee on Refugee Women, Oxfam and Global Refugee Led Network. I've got Plan and Plan International here, I note. So thank you to both if indeed they are G-led network. I've got Plan and Plan International here, I note. So thank you to both if indeed they are separate. We know that humanitarian emergencies often exacerbate levels of gender-based violence and diminish separate. We know that humanitarian emergencies often exacerbate levels of gender-based violence and diminish means of protection, and as many as 7 out of 10 women may be exposed to sexual and gender-based violence in crisis situations. And women and girls with disability, Indigenous women and girls from ethnic and religious minorities are often at an even higher risk. We also know that crisis situations exacerbate of sexual and gender-based violence. We also know that crisis situations exacerbate the barriers that prevent women and girls from reporting instances of sexual and gender-based violence, from seeking accountability, and from participating. Women and girls from reporting instances of sexual and gender-based violence, from seeking accountability, and from participating in decisions that affect their lives. One of Australia's commitments at the World Humanitarian Summit in 2016 in decisions that affect their lives. One of Australia's commitments at the World Humanitarian Summit in 2016 was to prevent and respond to gender-based violence in crisis contexts through our own humanitarian programs, and collectively with global partners. For example, in response to the Rohingya crisis in Myanmar and Bangladesh, we've been supporting the United with global partners. For example, in response to the Rohingya crisis in Myanmar and Bangladesh, we've been supporting the United Nations Population Fund to improve access to sexual and gender-based violence and reproductive health services in Cox's Bazar. United Nations Population Fund to improve access to sexual and gender-based violence and reproductive health services in Cox's Bazar. And we're committed to supporting sexual and reproductive health services in emergencies which ensure safer environments for women. And we're committed to supporting sexual and reproductive health services in emergencies which ensure safer environments for women to give birth, access to family planning services, treatment for sexually transmitted infections, and support to survivors of sex. Access to family planning services, treatment for sexually transmitted infections, and support to survivors of sexual violence. And here at the Global Refugees Forum, one of Australia's commitments is to enhance the participation and aid to violence. And here at the Global Refugees Forum, one of Australia's commitments is to enhance the participation and agency of women and girls in refugee and host communities, a critical element of our accountability to affected populations. And that's why we are here today, agency of women and girls in refugee and host communities, a critical element of our accountability to affected populations. And that's why we are here today, to take this issue out of the sidelines and to listen to the voices, of refugees to help shape collective efforts to prevent and respond to sexual and gender-based violence. And it's a pleasure today to be able to introduce our three panellists. Hafsa Tamsudan is a Rohingya refugees to help shape collective efforts to prevent and respond to sexual and gender-based violence. And it's a pleasure